Part 2. You will hear a man called Neil Brown giving a talk about cycling. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Neil Brown, and I'm here to talk to you about the merits of a favourite pastime of mine, cycling. I'm involved in the Cycle Campaign Network, an organisation which helps promote cycling as a sport, as a viable means of transport, and also as a pleasurable leisure activity. In 1996, the National Cycling Strategy was launched, whose aim is to promote and develop cycling as a means of transport. It's come a long way towards achieving its aims, but there's still room for improvement. Some of you may be wondering, why cycle to work in this cold, wet climate of ours? Well, there are numerous reasons. For one thing, the bike offers a valuable alternative to the car, in that not only does it make for reduced carbon dioxide emissions and noise levels, but as more people use it regularly to get to and from work, the less congestion there is in town and city centres. Increasingly, local authorities are becoming aware of the potential benefits to the community and are taking steps to create safer cycle routes and provide cycle training programs to promote road safety. The upshot of this is that we are now more able to actively encourage children to cycle to school. I'm delighted to say that many comprehensive schools have already incorporated cycling into their sports curriculum, and this has been received enthusiastically by teachers and students alike. We're hoping to expand the project further and are looking for new recruits to help us, so don't hesitate to add your names, please. Aside from the obvious benefits to the environment, cycling is also good for you. Regular cycling encourages you to breathe more deeply, assisting circulation and burning off body fat. It can provide protection against such health problems as coronary heart disease, strokes, and mild diabetes, among others. It strengthens your musculoskeletal system, which in turn protects you against the effects of fractures and injuries sustained during falls. And another benefit has recently been uncovered by research. Those people who cycle to work regularly generally arrive at the office feeling more alert, confident, and ready for action. So there's a possibility that cycling could improve a person's mental performance. I, for one, can certainly say that cycling to work has made me more efficient, and because these days I rarely take sick leave, my relations with my boss have definitely improved. Cycling is easy and enjoyable, and won't dent your bank balance. Today, there are more than 16 cycling organisations in Britain, which shows how cycling has grown in popularity. Thousands of bike events are held throughout the year, and entry to most of these is free of charge to participants of all ages and abilities. So why not do yourself a favour and help the environment at the same time? Start cycling to school or work and leave the car in the garage. An easy way to make a start is by joining in one or more of the events organised for Bike Week, which is held annually every June. There are events all over the country, and the organisations Bike to Work and Bike Hub participate to promote cycling and raise money for charity. It's great fun, and many events are open to all the family. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, the oldest participant in one event last year was 78, and the youngest was 5. Anyone who is interested can phone or email and request a free events guide to see which events are being organised in their area, or you can talk to me this evening. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing many of you out on the road sometime. Thank you for listening. If anyone has any questions, I'll be...
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Neil Brown, and I'm here to talk to you about the merits of a favourite pastime of mine, cycling. I'm involved in the Cycle Campaign Network, an organisation which helps promote cycling as a sport, as a viable means of transport, and also as a pleasurable leisure activity. In 1996, the National Cycling Strategy was launched, whose aim is to promote and develop cycling as a means of transport. It's come a long way towards achieving its aims, but there's still room for improvement. Some of you may be wondering, why cycle to work in this cold, wet climate of ours? Well, there are numerous reasons. For one thing, the bike offers a valuable alternative to the car, in that not only does it make for reduced carbon dioxide emissions and noise levels, but as more people use it regularly to get to and from work, the less congestion there is in town and city centres. Increasingly, local authorities are becoming aware of the potential benefits to the community and are taking steps to create safer cycle routes and provide cycle training programmes to promote road safety. The upshot of this is that we are now more able to actively encourage children to cycle to school. I'm delighted to say that many comprehensive schools have already incorporated cycling into their sports curriculum, and this has been received enthusiastically by teachers and students alike. We're hoping to expand the project further and are looking for new recruits to help us, so don't hesitate to add your names, please. Aside from the obvious benefits to the environment, cycling is also good for you. Regular cycling encourages you to breathe more deeply, assisting circulation and burning off body fat. It can provide protection against such health problems as coronary heart disease, strokes, and mild diabetes, among others. It strengthens your musculoskeletal system, which in turn protects you against the effects of fractures and injuries sustained during falls. And another benefit has recently been uncovered by research. Those people who cycle to work regularly generally arrive at the office feeling more alert, confident, and ready for action. So there's a possibility that cycling could improve a person's mental performance. I, for one, can certainly say that cycling to work has made me more efficient, and because these days I rarely take sick leave, my relations with my boss have definitely improved. Cycling is easy and enjoyable, and won't dent your bank balance. Today, there are more than 16 cycling organisations in Britain, which shows how cycling has grown in popularity. Thousands of bike events are held throughout the year, and entry to most of these is free of charge to participants of all ages and abilities. So why not do yourself a favour and help the environment at the same time? Start cycling to school or work and leave the car in the garage. An easy way to make a start is by joining in one or more of the events organised for Bike Week, which is held annually every June. There are events all over the country, and the organisations Bike to Work and Bike Hub participate to promote cycling and raise money for charity. It's great fun, and many events are open to all the family. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about, the oldest participant in one event last year was 78, and the youngest was 5. Anyone who is interested can phone or email and request a free events guide to see which events are being organised in their area, or you can talk to me this evening. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing many of you out on the road sometime. Thank you for listening. If anyone has any questions, I'll be...
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.